This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
You'll only be there for like a couple of minutes then, because you're going to Dundrum and then you'll be back.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Do you want me to just drop your shit to Linda's house now? There's no one there.
There's no one there.
Gotcha. Sorry, we're trying to sort everything out now. It's hard when you do drinks on a Friday and everyone's got shit everywhere.
Everyone, both Callum and Emma have both just described to me what's going to happen, and I am absolutely no clear as to what's going to happen. Who wants to try one more time?
Okay, so producer Callum just said to Dave, Dave, what are your plans for the next little while? Because basically, myself, Dave, Callum and Fiona are meeting in town at 1:30 for a few drinks. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you Callum's story first. Okay. Callum's got a busy day and initially he wasn't going to join us for drinks because he didn't know what our plans
still
were.
Still not. I'm tentative.
For the purpose of the story being simple, you're meeting us for drinks, okay?
More than likely not.
Fuck me. Callum's going to a wedding later with his girlfriend Linda. Linda, that's happening in Terenure. Callum lives at the moment in Santry. Callum's girlfriend lives in the Rathmines area, yeah, close to where Dave lives. Right. So Callum just said to Dave, you're heading home now, you're going to the gym and you're going, you're having lunch, whatever, and then you're coming back in to meet everyone at 1:30. Could you, I please now give you my suitcase for the weekend at Linda's and all my bits for the wedding so you could drive it to your house now.
Oh, I'm driving it to my house.
Now, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And could you just leave it somewhere for me? Because Callum now has to get the keys to Linda's house, but she's out in Dundrum.
Okay.
So Callum's about to go on a mission on the Lewis to meet his girlfriend to get the keys for her home.
Okay.
And he doesn't want to drag all his wedding shit out to Dundrum in a suitcase.
Very good.
So he's going to come back in on the Lewis then, walk to your house, pick up his shit, walk to Linda's, drop
with the
keys, drop the shit, and then hopefully meet us all in town.
We'll probably go for a nap.
I'm clear now. I have it.
I think Dave was just worried that he would have to do extra stuff.
I was confused why you were dropping the stuff at my house. I thought you were coming to my house twice.
Just once, because I'm giving the stuff to you to bring.
I know, yeah. In my head, you were getting the Lewis to Rathmines, yeah, and you were going to drop the stuff and then go back to the Lewis, go to Dundrum, get the keys, go back off the Lewis, go back to my house, collect the stuff, because you didn't want to bring them on the Lewis all the way to Dundrum. So I was very confused.
That's fair enough.
I'm cleared up. Is that Nick?
Kind of bollocks that you're putting Dave through such hardship and not going to join us for a drink.
Who's in front of the
hardship? Hardship.
Who is that?
98.
Who is that with
hair? I actually don't know.
That person has big hair.
I wanted to see who it was with the lovely hair. I didn't know. What? Oh, how are you?
Oh my god!
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 No, Colleen Nolan.
Oh my god!
Colleen Nolan!
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
What are you doing here?
I've just done this lovely...
Oh my god, this is so crazy. I was not expecting... And who's the lovely person with the lovely hair behind you?
Colleen! Colleen!
In the red jacket. What?
David!
He does my YouTube channel.
Oh, very good.
Rich, you have lovely hair.
Oh, thank you very much. That's a nice compliment.
It was lovely to meet you.
And you.
Have a fantastic day.
We're just
another breakfast show.
Is this a breakfast show?
Yeah.
No, we're not on air now.
But it's
we're finished.
Yeah. So your mic will pick you up.
Oh, yeah. Great.
So they do 98 FM, we do Spin 103.8, and the next door does Today FM. So we're both Dublin.
It's a fantastic
and then,
day. I love it.
It's lots
very busy, life, isn't it?
It's gorgeous.
Dave's fangirling.
It's nuts.
I love Ireland.
Yeah, it's great.
Whenever I come over here to work,
yeah,
it's so different from home because it's so chilled. And like,
yeah.
That's what we like about it too.
Yeah.
An issue.
Yeah.
Just go and do it.
That's what you like about it, Callum, isn't it?
Yeah. I've been here nearly 10 years.
Really?
Yeah. It's just lovely.
It's so different, isn't
yeah.
it? Yeah. I really love it.
Yeah.
Well,
a surprise appearance from...
I'm actually...
Do you want to sit down for a minute? You might as well get the plug in.
Sorry, I don't want to interrupt you.
Oh, we're not doing anything important.
I promoted...
Do you want to come in as well?
I'm over here. I've just started a podcast.
Good for you.
Oh, very nice. What's the podcast called?
Oh!
Called... I can't remember.
Okay, great. We'll edit that bit out.
Uncensored.
Very good.
Nolan's Uncensored.
Oh,
so
savage.
It's me, my eldest son and my daughter who are like 37, 25.
Yeah.
Talk about everything, and no one's done it with. There's loads of father and son stuff,
but no mother and
son and daughter.
What are some things you've
like
learned that you kind of wish
yeah.
you haven't?
Oh, loads.
Yeah. Really?
Loads I've learned that I go, what? Why did I not know? I was one of those mums that knew everything.
Yeah,
now
yeah,
they're
yeah,
telling
yeah.
me things, and I go, oh my God. But equally, learning things like you know, how divorce affected them.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Because you think you've done a good job, but then to hear it, which I did, I think, to hear how it felt for them and growing up in a, with a celebrity mum and dad and all those things, but also just general things as well. And people say, talk about this. We've talked about mental health. My son was in rehab for, you know, 3 months and gone through it. It's just really
God, I bet you feel almost closer to them than you ever have.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we are close anyway. You'd have to be. You know, otherwise I'd be in some kind of home by now. I didn't know some of the stuff, but yeah, it's just
my surname's
nice.
Nolan. I feel like you're inspiring me. I want to do a Nolan.
Yeah, there you go.
For my parents.
So many Nolans here. Yeah. Well, Julian, who looks after me, he's Julian Nolan.
Okay.
There's a lot of Nolans.
And you've brought your son, and I go, no.
Well, guys, what a treat. We weren't expecting such
a
star.
No, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you. Have a great day.
It's just started this week, Celebs Go Dating.
Oh!
Colleen, do you mind if we get a quick photo? Is that all right?
I love
it. Around here.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so you go there. And
have a lovely weekend. Right. We've got to get our photo. What a treat for you on the podcast this morning.
Let's go! With David Fiona in the morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Once again, I have food in my mouth. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, this is happening a lot lately.
I know. I'm eating my breakfast and then I keep forgetting that the news ends very quickly and we're on.
Mm. What's in your cup?
Let's play a bagel.
Game of what's in David's mouth.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's a bagel.
Okay, nice.
Game over.
Very good.
Colin. That was just as exciting.
How are you?
Well, this is my first Friday in work for 3 weeks and I don't want to be here.
I know. I feel bad for you, man. Just in case you don't know, Aston Villa, I love that meme. It was like, stop, they're already dead.
Yeah, they played my team, Nottingham Forest, last night.
4-0.
In the second leg of the Europa League semi-final and Forest got absolutely spanked.
Now,
I feel like Mika Richards over here. I haven't a clue what's going on.
Forest got done.
So if they won last night, they would have been straight into the Europa League final.
Yeah, and that was going to be in Istanbul. So I'm kind of glad that we didn't win because it means that I don't have to pay for a holiday to Turkey.
Yeah. It's great shopping in Istanbul, though.
Yeah, and in fairness,
you could have got your hair done.
And my teeth. But we, my friends back home, we pre-booked a hotel there at the start of the year.
Clever.
And it was like £90 for 2 nights per person. But then we looked at the flights and it was getting to nearly a grand. But yeah, it was just from minute one of the match last night, if you watched it and you were thinking of Nottingham Forest, don't, because that was true to form Forest of just losing left, right and center.
Stop that now. They've done very well this.
No, they haven't. They nearly got...
No, they did quite poorly.
They really did well
last season.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Don't blurs to me.
They're close to relegation this season.
In the Premier League.
Yes.
They're fine now.
Yeah. Well, not mathematically yet. And don't put it past Forest. You never know when they'll surprise you. Not in a good way.
That's what Jack always says about Leeds. He's like, what's that song they always sing to them? Basically, you've lost the run of yourselves again. Yeah. You know, you always just throw it away just when it's going well. They just kind of ruin it for themselves kind of thing. But that guy who got those two goals for Aston Villa towards the
John
end, you
McGinn.
Couldn't help but be delighted for the lad.
Big Scottish fella. He's off to the World Cup in the summer.
I didn't watch any of this. Did you watch it last night?
I watched the last 20 minutes of it because Jack was screaming. I was like, this looks like a bit of crack. And then I was like, oh, that's Callum's team getting absolutely... No! Or Callum! Oh no, he's going to be like a briar tomorrow. No! Oh, John McGinn looks nice. No!
Another way on this show, we do death notices.
Yeah.
And we, you know, if something big like Claire's, for example, shuts down, we could do a death notice as if we're local radio.
Yeah.
Well, this is a birth notice.
Oh my God, hallelujah.
Of a brand new Bambinos! Yes!
About time. This was a long time coming.
Now, to be fair, and also, I know I sounded sarcastic there. I genuinely am excited about this. There's a brand new...
You're excited because of the location.
Yes.
No spoilers.
There's a brand new Bambino coming to Dublin. And it's on Camden Street.
Perfect.
Which is unbelievable because Camden Street is very, very close to Rathmines.
Yes.
Which is where I live.
And Camden Street is very close to where I frequent. A lot of the time I happen to be somewhere on Camden Street.
It's great.
Yeah, it's fabulous.
So this is unbelievable. And
straight from Jimmy Rabbit's to Bambino.
They opened, is it on Kildare Street? It's in Merrion Row anyway. Have you been to that one?
No, but I know that you have said before that when you're queuing here by work.
Yeah, if I was out for a drink and I wanted to slice a bambino, I would go to Marion Row because there's never a queue, really.
That one's close to where Jack works and he'll often get a slice from there as well, but
it's
no queue.
It's so good because that one there on Stephen Street is just tourist central.
So I've heard, and people online were saying that the one on Marion Row isn't the best because what it is, it's reheated bambinos.
But that's what bambinos is.
But even when you go into the one here, like the pizza's already made.
They don't have, you can't get a full pizza from.
See what you mean.
So I think that is kind of odd though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's mad. Like yesterday, I was back in town at like 20 past six and I was a little bit like peckish and I was like, will I pick something up or will I just wait like at home or whatever? And I was like, will I? And the queue was still mad at like 20 past six. I was like, I don't know.
I remember back in the days before, like say we'd finish work or say we were just before, maybe we were going for work drinks and we were like, we'll stop off and get a bambino.
Mm.
And you may be waiting about 10 minutes. Fine. Now the queue is around the corner. Like it's on every single to-do list on Dublin Tourism.
I was crossing the like over to Stephen Street, like Peter's pub behind me yesterday, and I noticed they have, has anyone else seen this?
No.
They've put in a specific pizza box bin.
Oh.
It's the council have put in a specific bin next to the regular bin saying this is for pizza boxes only.
I wonder,
like testament to the popularity of the thing.
I wonder, will they shut down the Stephen Street one?
No.
The reason I say that is because I bet you the council are fuming and I bet you they probably didn't give them the licence again.
But I would say other businesses around, as much as it might be a hindrance to have the queues around, you're benefiting. Like,
I know, but the council don't look at it that way. Look at Drury Street. Like they closed it down because there was so many people, but they were like, there's no outside seat. I'm like, pedestrianised the thing, it ticks.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but they did for parts of the day.
It's already pedestrianised Drury Street.
Not really, though, only partially. No, not parts of the day. It is pedestrianised, but not the end and not the if you were at Drury Street car park, that's
you mean by the Hairy Lemon, like
yeah, you can drive there.
But they took the seats away from like Sis Madden's and that bit was pedestrianised already.
Sorry, the seats are gone from Sis Madden's. Why?
Because the council took it away.
Did you not see this? Have you been not online?
No, and I haven't.
Everyone in Dublin is talking about this.
Well, I've seen everyone sitting outside in the ground. I just assumed
that's gone.
Is full.
No,
signs on the door
gone.
Of Sis Madden saying you cannot leave the pub with a glass anymore.
Are you taking the mic?
No.
That's rude.
I can't believe you haven't heard of it.
Did it happen I was away or something?
No, it happened the last like 4 days, 5 days.
Oh, I'm not.
This is nuts. Everyone's talking about this because the council shut it down. They were like, no, Sis Madden's aren't allowed to drink past the door.
That's going to destroy them. That's such.
And so then a Saturday, people were out on Drury Street filming, not a soul on the place.
Yeah. That's a disgrace. Ah, come on, what
the
hell?
Like the next, I guarantee it, go have your drinks at the barge soon because at the canal because they're going to shut that down. I'd say like that.
Fun, don't
they hate a bit of crack.
But like, what was the problem with being outside? I don't understand. It's a very, very sociable street.
I think a lot of the businesses around were complaining about the people on.
And you know what happens normally with those businesses? You have one or two at Sis Madden's and you go, do you know what? I wouldn't mind going in there. We go in there and get a bite to eat.
Yeah.
Like, stupid.
I know, it's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Anyway, so that is it. Dublin City Council hate fun. And Bambino's is coming to Camden Street.
That's a very good point of you thinking that they're opening Camden Street as a backup.
I'd say council are probably saying, you're not doing this again.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they've been open for years now, so maybe not. But
Does the council have the power to shut down one of the most lucrative businesses in the area?
They have the power to not give you the license for another year.
Really?
Yeah, because you're being like a whatever to a society, a hindrance
and
or whatever.
They're on their streets, they're not in the premises.
Oh, go away. Mm. They're so they own the streets now, do they?
They do.
Council, isn't it?
I suppose they do.
They are the council.
I normally give them a big wave in the mornings, but I won't be doing that anymore.
No,
I'm
please
annoyed
don't.
About Drury Street. I normally go, good morning, lads. Tell me if they own the streets. That's really troubling me. You're on spin. We must celebrate a massive birthday.
Ooh. Happy birthday. Emma, my birthday was ages ago. You surprised me with Claire Byrne, remember?
I know. My birthday's not for another 21 days. Or 19 days.
Sorry, I'm really happy you said that.
What do you mean?
Just very happy you said
it's
that.
It's not today.
I'm just very, very happy it's not today. And also very happy that I now know I have a timeline.
Yeah.
To plan absolutely nothing.
Sir David Attenborough turns 100 years old today. Guys, Honestly, why does he warm the cockles of every heart on the planet?
I saw a lot of people online yesterday really having a panic attack because the BBC News sent out a push note.
Of course, yeah.
And everyone, you see David Attenborough, BBC Breaking News.
And you just think, 7 weeks of silence, you know? But no, all good, all good. He has been out the door with birthday messages.
I had rather thought that I would celebrate my 100th birthday quietly, but it seems that many of you have had other ideas. I've been completely overwhelmed by birthday greetings. I would like to thank you all most sincerely for your kind messages.
Isn't he such a man? What a lad.
Lovely voice. I'm pretty sure that means Michael D. Higgins gives him 100 quid.
If he was an Irish citizen, yes.
Back in, like, I remember I learned about that a couple of years ago, that Michael D. Higgins will give you 100 quid if you turned 100 or something like that. Or maybe that's the Queen gives you 100 quid or something. I don't know.
Get a card from the head of state in the UK. So old King Sausage Fingers will send him.
He'll probably send David Attenborough a nice message. But like back in the day, if it was a random person turning 100, they probably just get a stamp that said.
Yeah, I did see even a photo this morning of David Attenborough when he was probably in his, I don't know what age he was, 20s, 30s, working at the BBC. And at the time, Prince Charles and Princess Anne were brought in to like visit him and some animals he had when they were so little. And it's mad that, like, do you know, like, now they kind of remind me as two old fellas, but at the time there was such a drastic difference in their ages. And look, we do have to sort some party games for David today. I know he's out the door.
Oh, be careful, I don't know.
I know, we're going to take it easy, but it's for everyone else, the grandkids, the great-grandkids, everyone there. We're going to change Musical Freeze and adapt it to Musical Melting on the show this morning.
What's Musical Freeze? Like musical statues? Like?
Musical statues.
Never heard it described as Musical Freeze.
Musical Freeze, but it works for what I'm doing, you know what I mean? Musical Freeze, Musical Melting, hey!
Okay.
The glow... Everything's melting.
Okay.
Right, great.
Yeah, perfect. To be fair, David Attenborough does love reminding us during every single BBC documentary that he does, the earth is dying. And you're like, stop it, David, show me the whale.
Duck Duck Goose will get the Planet Earth 3 treatment today.
Duck Duck Goose.
And it will become the rarest birds of all. Cockapoo, cockapoo, stress a man's bristle font.
I don't get it.
Duck Duck Goose becomes cockapoo, cockapoo, and then stress a man's bristle front.
Okay.
It's wild birds, David. Why? Callum gets it.
Sorry. He's English.
All right, okay. Pin the tail on the donkey becomes pin all the blame on the humans.
I just like the thought of these games, all these games at the party being animal related.
Yeah.
That's enough. Why do we have to be like, the earth is dying?
Because that's what David would want. It's his birthday, Dave. We had his rules. We do an ocean clear-up challenge. You scatter plastic from presents and balloons around and clear up the ocean before the timer ends. Now, the food, unfortunately, birthday-wise, it's going to be all veggie. But
it's all vegan,
That's what David wants. We will do...
I wonder, is he a vegan or a vegetarian? Like, to be fair, he's just the narrator.
Ah, he's absolutely in it big time.
He's
committed his life to conservation and stuff.
Oh, fair enough.
So, you know, typical mud brownies, they're going to become mudslide brownies for the day that did it. The Black Forest Gatu will become Black Deforestation Gatu. The Baked Alaska can stay as it is. And carrot cake, sure, that's grand.
Yeah,
not
perfect.
Harming anyone. Mm. Did you hear this as well? They could have done better for him. They've, on his birthday, named a new wasp species after him.
Oh. That's kind of cool.
Ah, you could have done better than that for David. I'm like, rebrand lions to David's.
Instead of wasps.
Yeah, a new brand of wasp. Where did they find a new brand
in
of wasp?
In Chile. Yeah.
Interesting.
So it's going to be named as the Attenborough Coolus Tau.
That's, lads, that's deadly. Isn't that's it? A cool birthday present.
I'd be like, rename rhinoceroses. Well,
they didn't rename anything. They just discovered something, obviously, and named it after him. Like, they're not going to do any of that. But yeah, I think that sounds pretty cool.
Look, let's get the tunes on. It's David Attenborough's 100th birthday.
Class. Great choice. Yeah. This is great.
Oh, I think he loves that one, Kyle.
That is so good, man.
I have a song as well for David if he's listening. Happy birthday to you from the jungles and zoos, from the whales and gorillas, and the ants and bugs too.
Is that a thing? Did you make that up?
I did.
I like it.
I like him a lot that I even felt the need to do that for him just in case he ever gets wind
of it.
That's
very
nice. Yeah. Happy birthday, Dave-o. It's coming up at 7:30.
I feel like it's my birthday. Spin. 103.8. Dublin.
Dublin. Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. I like where
this is going. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Hello, hello. The
Good
Turkey
morning.
10 is on the show in a few minutes, as is Dave Ranks.
Do you know the way you have free will kind of
yes.
to do whatever you want?
Mm.
Like, for example, a couple of months ago, I went to the shop and I bought 2 drinks that were blue.
Mm.
And that was a big day for me because I thought, I'm a grown adult. I can do whatever
Why
I want.
Why do I have to make the decision right now between two? I could just
yeah,
have...
I could just have both.
Yeah.
I work hard. Do you know? Well, I work.
And if this is how you play hard, then this is how you
exactly.
play hard.
Well, I think another excellent use of free will is lying for absolutely no reason. And I think that's what happened to me yesterday in the gym, because I got talking to some dude who's always there and I was like, how are you? What's the story? And whatever. And I was like, oh, what do you do? He's like, oh, nothing. I used to play football. And I was like, oh, very good. That must be where he gets his money or whatever. Mm. And he was like, I used to play for this team. And I was like, oh, very good. He was like, that was like 16 years ago or something. Mm. Then I got injured and, you know, whatever. And I was like, all right, okay. And he was just like, he was talking about whatever, working with his family who own quite a well-known chain around Dublin, right?
God, this guy's got it all going on, doesn't he?
And I was just like, okay, this is mad. And I won't give you any details just in case it is true, because I went and Googled him and I cannot find him at all. But I'm sorry, if you were a football player, even 16 years ago, there'd be some record of you.
Mm.
If you search my name in Google, my Eastmead United football team
yeah.
comes up from 2002.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So if you played for a proper League of Ireland team, even 16 years ago, that's going to come up.
So do you think he was just spoofing you?
I was just, I kind of went away and I was like, how is there nothing about this guy on Google?
Yeah.
Like, even ChatGPT was just like, I have no idea who you're talking about.
Yeah, do you ever, this makes us sound like so lame, but maybe depending on your career, you maybe do the same. If you're on holidays or someone says, so what do you do for work? And you just, I don't know, maybe you're a barrister and you don't fancy getting into it, or maybe you're a doctor and you don't fancy getting into it.
Oh yeah, I always say I'm an English teacher.
Yeah, I always say I'm a nurse. And then every time I go into detail about it, I'm like, I wish I was a nurse. It's
yeah.
such a lovely job.
Tricky.
Final time we're playing this week. It's the Tricky 10, and on to give this a lash this morning is Lisa. How are you?
I'm great, yeah, good.
Yeah.
How are you?
Good.
Yeah, we're good.
You're lolling. What's the plan for the weekend?
What is the plan, really? I'm not on mental, really. Hopefully get down to the beach we've got down Kirklow, or and then I have a spin class tomorrow morning.
Nice. Are you listening from outside of Dublin?
Yeah, I'm actually down Wexford. I'm working from home today, so very, very fortunate, thank God.
And
yeah,
do you always live there? Like,
my home is, yeah.
So Wexford,
Do you listen on the app, Lisa?
No, well, it's on radio. I commute to Dublin some mornings, I'm usually in the car.
You can get us on FM down in Wexford, can you?
On the way, at least, I'd say.
Yeah, we can, yeah. So
fantastic to hear.
You know what? You're very welcome. Delighted to have you.
We're just doing a survey here, it seems.
Yeah.
Very good. All right, so a quiet weekend ahead into Kirklow. Sounds like an ideal weekend.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can get you €1,000 in your back pocket to spend, and also Pitbull tickets. Have you heard this game before, Lisa?
Yeah, a few times, yeah.
And how well do you do?
Not amazing, but it's all about taking part of
I don't know, you have that lovely Wexford sea air. It'll clear your head for the morning.
Please, God, yeah.
Lisa, I think you'll be fine this morning because I just got, and I did it myself, a 9.
Wow, that's amazing.
Maybe
I should have said that afterwards. No pressure. Anyway, Lisa,
here we go.
This is the Tricky 10.
We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock, Lisa, and Dave's going to ask your 10 questions. Each answer is going to be a number between 1 and 10. That won't repeat, but you know that already. We're just letting you listening know the rules of the game. We can only accept your first answer, so if you don't know the answer, give it a guess. And if you top the leaderboard today, you'll win the Pitbull tickets at Marley Park. And if you get all 10 correct... let's do the €1,000 this morning. Come on, Lisa. Pierce is currently top of the leaderboard. He scored 8 in 45.71 seconds. So if you do any faster than that and get a score of 8 or get a score of 9 or above, you take the win this week. We're wishing you the very best of luck.
All right, Lisa, you ready to go?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, here we go. The Tricky 10. In 3, 2, 1, start the clock. March is what number month of the year?
3.
The maximum length that an Irish president can serve in one term is how many years?
Four.
Before it was the Three Arena, Dublin's arena was sponsored by the phone network O-What?
Two.
What number is half of 16?
Eight.
There are 360 what days in a leap year?
364.
How many goals did Aston Villa score in last night's Europa League match?
One.
The Roman numeral X signifies which number?
Of 10.
The band that sings Payphone and Girls Like You is called Maroon what?
Five.
The Rise of Skywalker is what number episode in the Star Wars film series?
Two.
How many hours ahead of Ireland is Berlin in Germany?
Three.
I have
no idea. I'm actually no idea.
All right, Lisa, how do you think you did?
Bad, like five.
Hey, now, relax. What did you say?
You said five or four, she thinks.
Okay.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yes, Lisa, score of five. Yeah. 50% is really not bad, Lisa. You should be proud of that.
It's not bad at all. I'm actually amazed, Dave. You're smart that you got 9 today, because I would have struggled with many of them, to be honest
with
you.
They are tough.
Yeah.
We'll just have a little look through what caught you out this morning. I wouldn't have known the year 7 for the maximum length that an Irish president can serve in one term. It's actually 7, not 4. 4 is America, isn't it?
4 is America.
Oh, yeah.
So that's probably what was in your head. This was a tricky question. It is the tricky 10, I guess. There are 360 what days in a leap year? You went under
by one.
Yeah, 65. I was going to. I wasn't sure.
Oh well. So in a leap year, you get the extra day. So it's 356 days.
366 days.
Oh my god! Sorry, guys. How many goals did Aston Villa score in last night's Europa League match? I can't believe Callum even included that to hurt himself anymore this morning. They scored 4 goals against his team, Nottingham Forest, rather than one. The Rise of Skywalker is what number episode in the Star Wars film series? You said two. There were so many of them. It was actually the 9th edition.
Wow.
And finally, how many hours ahead of Ireland is Berlin in Germany? They're just the 1 hour ahead of us.
That's it.
Oh, there we go.
Lisa, it wasn't to be, but I hope you had fun, did you?
Absolutely, yeah. Amazing. Absolutely. Thanks so much.
And listen, you're going to the beach this weekend.
Exactly.
So
happy days.
Happy days. Right. Have a fantastic weekend. Good luck, Lisa. And
you
thank you for
too.
Listening.
Thank you so much. Bye. Bye-bye. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Next week on the show,
Brian Thomas voucher, lads. That's pretty good.
That is
pretty decent.
Pretty nice.
And
pretty nice.
As always, that remains €1,000 if you get all 10 questions correct. Play on Monday. Tricky in a WhatsApp to 0877111038.
And let us know now if you want to play. Just get it in nice and early and we'll get you lined up. And then
and get
over the weekend, you can listen back to other Tricky Tens and see where Callum seems to do the odd dodgy repeat.
Yeah, something nerdy, something about Forest, and always a Dublin postal code.
Actually, there's been no Dublin postcodes all week. I think we've had a clean slate, which has been kind of refreshing. Dave Ranks on the way in a moment first. Hello.
Hello. What's going on? Well, what's going? I just completely decided to not finish the sentence. What's going? What's going on is what I started to say and did not finish. Welcome on in to one of my favourite parts of the week. It's called Dave Ranks. In the past, I've ranked things from 5 to 1, some of my very favourite niche things like Phineas and Ferb songs, because I'm a big child. Or transition sounds between Hannah Montana scenes where she goes, oh, whoa, 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 yeah, that kind of thing. So today, I welcome you to Dave Ranks that I'm very excited for. I don't know if you will enjoy this, Emma.
Me, personally?
Yeah, personally. And it's nothing to do with you or anything. I just don't know if this will be your vibe. Maybe it will be. Maybe I'll completely change your mind.
Would it be Callum's vibe?
I think so.
Well, hopefully it'll be you listening's vibe.
Hopefully
that's more
it will
important.
Be. And please, praise as always on 0877111038 and hate to 51552. I welcome you because I've been watching this recently, rewatching this for like the 15th time. I welcome you to Dave Ranks Moments where Michael Scott tries to say a well-known phrase in The Office but gets it wrong.
Let's do a quick check. Emma Nolan, have you watched The Office?
Clips, the odd episodes, know who the lad is.
That's good.
Get the show.
Do you know who plays Michael Scott?
It's not Ricky Gervais, is it?
Well, that's basically plays the Michael Scott in the English version.
In the English version, not in the US version.
And he's
version.
Called David Brent
and
in the UK version.
And you always say the US version is better.
I just enjoy the US version because there's more of it. Do you know what I mean?
9 seasons.
There's only 2 seasons of The Office UK. So I prefer The Office US because there's more of it. But in terms of fantastic, like the British UK, the UK one is unbelievable. Anyway, welcome on into Dave Ranks Moments where Michael Scott tries to say a well-known phrase but gets it wrong. Michael Scott is one of my favourite characters of all time. He is so confidently stupid. and it's brilliant. Where he's so stupid, but with, he does it all confidently.
He is written as the world's worst, best boss.
Yes.
And it's unbelievably played by Steve Carell.
So, Emma, I think you're going in blind to this, so I won't describe absolutely anything. I'll just play you fifth place, which is this.
I'm not superstitious, but I am a little stitious.
That's excellent. That's like something I'd say.
It is. I'm a little stitious.
You know what? That makes sense. Like, the opposite of superstitious is slightly stitious.
As if stitious is the baseline. And then you're like, oh, I'm superstitious.
No, I'm slightly stitious.
Like, I was having a conversation with my girlfriend a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about being nonchalant. And then can you be
positive chalant?
Can you be chalant?
Yeah. Why can't you be? You can be whatever you
That's
want.
Brilliant. I love that. Let's move on to fourth place. Dave ranks moments where Michael Scott tries to say a well-known phrase but gets it wrong. Fourth place, it's this.
God, my mind is going a mile an hour.
That fast.
Oh.
This is all things that Emma would say.
Yeah, I know. When I was doing this, all I was like, Emma Nolan would say that.
No, guys, the most embarrassing thing that could ever happen to a human being just happened to me because I laughed at that. A little snock in.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed. I want to die. That is so funny. As in, if you're like really tired, your brain's going a mile an hour.
A mile an hour. Well, I think he was trying to say my brain is going a million miles an hour.
Oh, I thought he was trying to say, like, I'm so relaxed, I don't care.
No, my brain's going
a mile.
Or a mile a minute.
Hour.
Yeah, he's trying to say a mile a minute, and he's going a mile an hour. Not fair. So and Pam, you'll hear it in the clip. Pam goes, that fast, huh? Have a listen again.
God. My mind is going a mile an hour.
That fast.
Oh.
All right, this is going much better than I thought it was going to be. We are into the
Dave,
top three.
I snotted myself.
That's really good. We're into the top three of Dave Rank's moments where Michael Scott tries to say a well-known phrase but gets it wrong. In third place, it's this.
The product, the progenol. My son returned. The product, the progenol.
The prodigal.
My son returned.
Okay, explain that one to me.
So Jim,
I know the prodigal son.
Jim leaves the office and goes to a different office, and then they meet up at a conference, and Michael sees Jim and he goes, and he tries to say, the prodigal son returns. And he doesn't know what the phrase is. He's my prodigal. And then he just goes, my son returns.
Very good. Very good.
But it's not top two. Oh. I welcome you to the second place for Dave Rank's moments where Michael Scott tries to say a well-known phrase but gets it wrong.
I think this is my favourite Dave Rank's
ever. One of my favourite ones ever is second place. It's this.
Curly worm gets the worm.
Curly worm.
Curly worm gets the worm.
Curly worm gets the worm.
Curly worm gets the worm.
I think he even said Hurley.
Curly worm gets the worm.
That's where they're trying to kind of leave the office, and he's like, right, come on, let's go. Hurley worm gets the worm. And Jim goes, another worm?
Worm on worm.
But it's not first place. All right, first place in Dave Rank's moments where Michael Scott tries to say a well-known phrase but gets it wrong is just amazing. It's where he's trying to make a comeback, and he arrives back at the office after being rehired, and he's kind of coming in and going, I'm amazing, and you've really messed up letting me go. First place, it's this.
Well, well, well. How the turntables.
And you know what, Dave? Alan got in on WhatsApp there as well and said, if how the turntables isn't number one, Dave Ranks needs to finish.
It was so funny because it nearly wasn't. Nearly, number one was nearly what the second place was.
Oh,
Well, well, well. How the turntables.
Mark's got in touch as well. Best Dave Ranks of all time.
Yes!
It was a great one.
I'm sorry. I don't care. From 5 to 1, let's go.
I'm not superstitious, but I am a little stitious.
I'm using that, Michael.
It's so
I'm
good.
I'm using that.
God. My mind is going a mile an hour.
That fast.
Oh.
That
fast.
The progenol. My son returns.
Curly worm gets the worm. Well, well, well. How the turntables.
And that is Dave Rank's moments where Michael Scott tries to say a well-known phrase but gets it wrong. Watch The Office. It's amazing.
I'm giving David Hammond a standing ovation.
Come on.
For that, Dave Rank.
Thank you. Wow.
That was so much fun. Here's Olivia Rodrigo and Drop Dead at Spin. Any tissues, lads? I know that.
question for you this morning. Would love your advice on this. What do you think? 087 711 1038. Would you go to a gig when you know very little about the artist or very little songs? The reason I ask is a really good friend of mine, Megan. We used to live together in Dublin and I don't see her as often anymore. She's moved
Hop
to Limerick.
Hop in Dublin.
She lives in Limerick now. Don't get to see her very often, but she has a couple of tickets. She's a fan of Tame Impala, and her and her sister and another friend were due to go to the gig at the Three Arena next week. Someone's pulled out and she's saying, do you want to come with me? And I'm a little bit unsure about it because I really know nothing about Tame Impala.
You don't know Tame Impala?
Well, I mean, I know this one song that everyone knows. That's on my Spotify playlist for years. It comes on and I sing along. I think it's a really good vibe. And obviously at the moment, there's the track out with, oh my God, which of the girls is it?
Jenny.
Other than that, there's not a single Tame Impala song that
I was going to make a joke there because I was like, you don't know Tame Impala. Yeah. You don't know Dracula and, you know, Dracula. And what about Dracula? You love Dracula. Come on.
But there's serious Tame Impala fans out there. And like my friend Megan, she'd have every song down. Oh, my God. Yay.
No, there is. I remember Tame Impala was big when I was in like probably college era time.
Yeah. Around forever.
But I never, for some reason, listened. It was like Biffy Clyro. Everyone was mad on Biffy Clyro. And I was like, I've never listened to
it. There's certain artists that just kind of went over my head.
Same.
And the thing about it is, and you know, you might say, you're mad, go with your friend, obviously. I'm a bit like precious about sleep. And like, I went to Akon a couple of weeks ago and it was midweek and it was brilliant. Because I was like, I know every single song. It's worth it.
Yes.
It's worth the late night.
There's nothing like it's going to a concert where you know all the lyrics. Like, I went to Jason Derulo once and it was the best night of my
ever.
Life.
Like, even, I think Callum did a midweek Pitbull before. And
phenomenal.
And it's like, it's worth it because
it's the biggest karaoke song.
Yeah.
And before I used to be Greg Crack, but now I'm in my early 30s and I'm like, I think it's on a Wednesday night, this gig, and I was like, oh lads, the thought now of being tired on Thursday morning at work for
a
the
Wednesday
sake of
Wednesday night
of Tame Impala when I don't even know any songs, and I'll go, this I know the better. And even the taxi back to our farm, it'll be £30 and I'll be on my own, and it's just a lot. And maybe I should just say, do you know what, Meg, give that ticket to someone who is more passionate about this band.
And you can probably guess that Dracula will probably be the encore.
It'll be the last song. Yeah,
yeah. You'll be waiting ages.
So what do you think? Am I being an idiot? Would you say, Emma, you're mad? Go to Tame Impala. Sometimes the best gigs are the ones where you have zero expectations and you have a great night. Or would you say, do you know what, you're right too. Someone else deserves that ticket more than you.
Side note, how great of a name is Tame Impala?
Great name.
Fantastic band name.
Big fan.
I wish I knew your songs. I'm sorry.
Yeah, maybe I should catch up.
Well, it's Dracula. Of course.
Dracula, of
and
course.
Don't forget Dracula.
And Dracula. Give us a voice note. Go to the gig. Don't go to the gig. Maybe you've been to gigs before, like I said, where there was zero pressure on you because you knew nothing anyway and you just went, this is class.
Does she want you to go, or is she just like, I have this? Do you want to go?
I think she's like, oh my God. Like, oh, it's Emma. Emma goes to gigs. Come with us.
Okay.
Do you know?
Yeah.
And obviously it'd be lovely to catch up, but maybe we could do that another time on Saturday, you know?
Not during Dracula.
7-11-1038. Like, I don't really know any Tame Impala songs apart from this. The less I know, the better. It's good, isn't it? But this one and Dracula, that's all I know. So I was kind of thinking, should I just pass on it?
You work on Spin 103.8. You're not meant to know Tame Impala.
Rather than being absolutely knackered the next morning coming into work, will I just pass on it? Or are some of the best gigs maybe that you go to when you know nothing and you discover new artists that you love? We're looking for your opinion this morning on 087-711-1038. Here's Ursula.
I defo go to the gig because it still does be a good night even with your friends there or not. Like, I went to a Stormzy gig with one of my friends, knew none of the songs but still had an amazing night.
Oh my God, someone had a spare ticket to Stormzy. I would have taken that.
Oh my God, Stormzy was incredible at the Three Arena a few years ago, and he's the kind of entertainer that I don't think it really matters. As maybe Tame Impala is the same, but there's so much energy.
What if, my kind of vibe is, what if you go and you have the best night of your life? What if you, like, I found my new favourite band?
I know, could happen, and I could do with that. I feel like I have very little music, new inspo at the moment. Jonathan was in touch as well. He says, I brought my daughter to Ray last minute a couple of weeks ago. We both didn't know any other song apart from Where Is My Husband, but June. Wow, great gig. Sometimes the show is just as enjoyable. And yeah, what a treat you're in for.
You also could potentially know more songs than you think you're gonna.
Maybe, Callum.
I got real FOMO from the Ray stuff because I saw that there was one moment in her gig where her name was in big letters on the back wall, and then
in one moment the Y disappeared and it was replaced with a V. So I think she did. Class. I think she did a rave section.
I think what she did, because I saw her at the Olympia a few years ago. You know the way before she kind of really got her independence as an artist, she was kind of for a while the go-to vocalist on dance tracks.
Yeah.
She likes to do that at her gig.
That's cool.
Never forget
happy.
Where you came from.
And she does a kind of compilation of
those
big tracks.
That's a good Dave tracks. Ranks. Yeah. Ray tunes. Like Ray dance tunes.
Yes, you know what I mean? From those days. Yeah, yeah. Here's Lisa.
I went to see Tame Impala last time they were in the Three Arena and I didn't actually know really any of their songs and had no expectations.
Okay.
And still to this day, it's one of the best concerts I've ever been to.
No!
Because the actual show that they put on, like the whole production of it, actually makes it so, so amazing. So even if you don't know the songs, I think you'll actually have a ball.
Oh, well, there you go.
I was just getting really settled into the idea of going to bed at 8 o'clock.
You have to go
Lisa.
You have to go now. I brought Pippa to Machine Gun Kelly.
Yes, that was only recently.
She was the only reason she was going was because she thought I would look like a loser going on my own, which I didn't, by the way, because I went to another gig on my own there recently.
She knew nothing about MGK.
She knew absolutely nothing. And now after the gig, she's added 3 of his songs to her running playlist.
Really?
She is obsessed with them. But it could go the other way. A couple of years ago, me and you got spare tickets to Inhaler.
Yes.
And I went and I was just like, I don't know any of the songs here, and I did not have a great time. Now I know, I can already see the tweet, some fella on Spin 103 said Machine Gun Kelly's better than Inhaler. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying for me, I wasn't a massive fan. I didn't know any of their songs at all. And I didn't really, the songs were just like, yeah, they're grand. Do you know what I mean? They're fine.
Yeah, and I feel like that's...
It wasn't a big show. Do you know what I mean?
It was in the Olympia, wasn't it? I was there with you, yeah.
Can I say something that's going to be very unpopular with one person in this
Please.
Room? I went to the 1975.
Oh, Callum, I'm not happy.
No, I'll tell you more than after Alex.
No, I don't want to hear any negative.
No, I will.
I want to hear this.
No negativity about my Matty. Speaking of gigs, I was saying, should I go to Tame Impala with my friend next week? Considering it'll be a very late night, taxis will be a fortune, and I don't really know any songs. Well, I've just been kind of turned by Lisa, who was like, I went a few years ago to Tame Impala. I became obsessed. The show was amazing. You have to go. Callum had something to say, and I'd think that anyone who loves 1975 as much as me should take this with a pinch of absolute salt.
I went to the 1975 a couple of years ago. It was the gig, do you remember, where Matty Healy was getting all of the weird
Kinder Bueno's and something.
Well, it was that one, and it was the press because he kept eating raw steaks on stage.
Yeah, that was at the Three Arena, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, so I was kind of invited by one of my friends who had a spare ticket, and I was like, do you know what? I'll just go. It's a night out. It's music. I know, like, Chocolate and Two Times.
I'd love to go to the 1975.
And that's it.
You know the sound?
Yeah. But no, I was just sat there watching it being like, I just don't get it.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't enjoy the music?
No.
Interesting.
Because it's just like, it's him being all weird. I really enjoyed the staging of it.
Yeah.
Because it was set in a big house and it was like he was in different rooms and everything.
That's cool.
But I was just...
He was in a bad place at the time.
I know. I was there and I was like, I appreciate the show, but I'm just... I could have spent...
Do you regret going?
Kind of.
Really?
Because it was like, I didn't get home until 11:30.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh
no, but you know what? I get that. Like, no, you're
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. This is what you're saying.
And I was just like, I'm here to show face, but I'm not.
I know.
I'm not enjoying the night. Now, I'll flip that and reverse it. I went to the Hot Press gig at the start of the year, the 50th anniversary of Hot Press, and it had so many Irish artists. And I'll be honest, half of the acts that that were there, I'd known of them, but I'd never heard any of their music, like The Frames and Imelda May and the Boomtown Rap.
Yeah, that was brilliant, though.
It was the best gig that I'd ever been to. Like, because of that, I listened to Star by The Frames on repeat.
Me too. I became a newfound fan of old school French music that I didn't know. It's you're winging it. Like you're taking a chance, aren't you? You're either going to enjoy it or you're not.
I can't wait to go onto Twitter right now and be like, the fella on Spin 103 has basically just said he'd rather listen to Gavin James at the Hot Press Awards than whatever it was.
Hey,
than listen to the 1975.
Gavin James can do no wrong.
Did he perform at that gig?
He did
with Irish Women in Harmony.
Yeah, which was a bit weird.
Why?
Because he's not an Irish woman.
Oh yeah, good point.
Well, mate.
Dublin travel.
With Just Eat. Feed the whole house for less this weekend with family bundle deals on Just Eat.
I know why you don't like Matty Healy, and it's not because of the raw meat.
It's not because of Taylor Swift.
I'm telling you, you don't like the fact that he was near your girl Taylor Swift.
No, because
that's your problem.
Her album, The Tortured Poets Department, is a great album. It's mainly about him.
Yeah. I don't like him because his mam rang the council about his wheelie bins. And I thought, you're a loser, mate.
Denise Welsh off of Loose Women.
I'm aware.
I'm aware. That was amazing. I loved that. That was a great moment.
Okay.
No mansplaining Matty Healy to the biggest fan of Matty Healy.
The necky.
If you're listening, don't know who his mum is.
Let's go! Fiona in the morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Hi. Good morning. Welcome to Friday, by the way. I feel like we're kind of forgetting about the fact that it's literally the weekend.
It's the weekend and we have a fun afternoon planned.
We do. We're there's a girl on the show who's done one or two shows. Her name is Fiona Frawley and she's recently got married and then recently had a baby. And
Yeah. The baby's name is Bobby and he's incredibly cute. And I messaged Fiona last week and I was like, I don't know what's going on, or if you ever want some company, you know where I am. I can pop out to you after work someday, have a cup of tea or whatever. And she said, after work for a cup of tea? The baby's here, Em. I'll meet you for a drink. So that's the plan this afternoon. And very I nice. Think the baby might be coming.
I have no interest, Fiona. If you're listening, please don't bring the baby. I've just texted into our group chat. Sorry, Callum, you're just finding out in real time that me and Fiona and Emma have our own group chat.
I hate Callum group.
It just says Emma, Dave and Fiona only. But we have one with you. So I just kind of texted in. I was like, we're drinking at Fiona Frawley, right? Or is Bobby coming? That's a good way of her knowing
how you feel
how
about
I
Bobby
feel
coming.
About Bobby coming. I love the baby. Sounds
no,
great. Like
not a regular
congrats.
Mom. She's a cool mom.
No, I've no interest in going and having a drink and there's a baby there and then...
Why not?
I don't know sleep. Actually what my real reason is. I just don't know. Sleep. I don't want to... It's he not for me. No, I want... I feel like the child because I'm like, no, I don't want a brother there. But I'm just like...
You want Fiona to yourself.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah,
you don't want her to be like...
If she starts, you know, breastfeeding and...
Oh, would you relax? She's not going to get her boobs out in front of you.
You don't know that. She's woke.
And you know what? If she does, this is the world we live in. No shame in it, Dave.
Oh, I'm not saying there's any shame in it. It's the most natural thing in the world. But it's Fiona.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know what I mean?
You won't see the boob.
I know. I know, but I'm just like, I'm going to be chatting about work and chatting about this, that and the other.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
Show me.
Is that the sound? I don't know.
I don't think I've ever heard the sound. It'll be grand. It'll be fine. You just don't want her attention elsewhere. All to yourself.
I want her to tell me how great I'm doing.
Yeah, but actually, she's not a regular mom. She's a cool mom. And the thing about it is, she's not going to be wheeling the buggy like to Coppers tonight. Like, we're not. It's just going to be a few hours. Do you know what I mean?
Fine.
Everything I drop is a banger. Here's something new. We're loving it, Spin.
We're fresh and first with new music.
This is Spin.
She just texted. She was like, I was going to drink and bring Bobby. Zero crack.
Say you.
I get to bring two toys. I'll tell you about this because this is kind of something that I feel a lot of marketing teams come up with. And it's just kind of thrown out there into a board meeting and then they don't really look at the logistics or anything, but it just kind of happens. Basically, Fox Sports in the US, they want to put a giant box, like a glass box in the middle of Times Square.
Okay.
And have someone live in it.
All right.
That's what they want to do, right? So basically, they are hiring, this is a job. It's a 50 grand you get.
Wow.
Right? And they're hiring one fan to become the Fox One Chief World Cup Watcher. Have you ever heard something so Yankee?
It is very Yankee.
Fox One Chief World Cup Watcher for the 2026 FIFA World Cup, right? So the job pays 50 grand, as I said. The person will have to watch all 104 World Cup matches.
Ooh.
The fact that that's a job thing in this is stupid because it's like, that sounds great.
Yeah, for lots of people that sounds great.
But they're like, you have to watch all of them. People are like, oh, all of them? But it's soccer.
And can I have a question then? I don't know if you, maybe you don't have this information or maybe they haven't even revealed this information, but is it like a home setup? Like, as in, Like, is it nice in the box?
I'd imagine so. I'd imagine like a toilet, it's a box with like a toilet and like probably a bed and maybe a couch or whatever. Okay. Do you know what I mean? That kind of thing.
Maybe you don't know and I'm not quizzing you, but like, can you leave the box? Can you get fresh air?
This is the thing. I'm sure there's holes at the top of them for fresh air and things like that. But the person who's going to watch has to watch all 104 World Cup matches on Fox One in a custom glass viewing cube in Times Square. The role includes posting social media content and interacting with fans during the tournament. So obviously people are going to be staring at you. And things like that. Do you imagine the amount of times you have to wave at people? It must be so tough. The job runs from the 6th of June to the 26th of July 2026.
It's a long time to be in public display constantly.
It really is.
You don't want to scratch your bum or anything.
I know. Like, I'd imagine they'll use the bathroom for a lot of it. And there's probably curtains. Applicants must create or update an Indeed profile and submit a short video explaining why they're the best fit. So this is obviously in conjunction with Indeed. Do you know what I mean? So it's clever to do it in terms of like, oh, go on to Indeed and fill in a job application if this is what. But the idea of this, I think, is a bit mental. Applications close on the 17th of May. The winner is going to be announced during Fox's Yankees versus Red Sox broadcast on the 6th of June. And Fox and Indeed say the campaign is designed to celebrate the World Cup and engage fans through a unique viewing experience.
I get it. You're virtually kind of watching it with fans from all over the world because you're in Times Square and people will pop up. I presume they'll have screens and stuff outside where he is so people can join him.
Presumably. Will the TV be in the box or will it be on a screen in
obviously I'm just imagining this based on what you've told me, but I'm imagining like a massive screen in the box where he is and then like adjoining screens around the box maybe for people walking by.
Okay, interesting.
But I'm wondering, and like, you're obviously such football fans, you guys, is it the same crack when you're alone like at the end of the day watching your team play rather than, is the World Cup not all about getting together with your friends and like cheering on your team with a gang of people?
I'd say he probably will have the amount of people, or say he or she, whoever it is probably going to have a load of people watching the match with them just outside the box. So it'll be kind of like you're with people. Yeah. I mean, it'll be fine.
Would you like to do that?
I'm trying to think. I don't know if I think I'd probably like it for a day, but as long as it was in New York. I wouldn't like it to be in Dublin or anything because terrifying, you know everyone. But I remember 98FM did this with Adrian and Jeremy like years ago. They put them in a box on like Henry Street or Grafton Street or something.
What was the campaign?
And the campaign was like, you had to come up and enter a code and unlock them out of the box, otherwise they're stuck in there forever. Do you know what I mean? Like,
it was
this whole thing,
codes and everything.
Radio was fun back then.
Before health and safety.
Yeah.
But I kind of remember, because during the World Cup, the games, and now the American one is a bit different because of the time zones, but in previous World Cups, there's been games at like 2, 5, 7, and 9 p.m.
They're like, so bad.
But it is exhausting. And then you get to a team that you watch about, like I watch the England games. Yeah. But then if it's like Nigeria versus Ghana, I'm not really
now,
fussed
apparently,
about it.
I went through every single fixture, right? And what it looks like is they've done is that every single country who has a certain time frame or whatever, they've done for that time frame.
Yeah.
So like the England matches are kind of on at like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock.
Yeah, well there is a Scotland game at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Is it 2 a.m.? Yeah.
But you must just get so bleary eyes. Like, I watch a lot more football since I moved in with Jack in the house, and if there's like, if we go from one game into a second game, or even if we go from a game into highlights, I'm like, it's starting to get a bit confused and lost now.
If it's a team that you don't care about.
Yeah.
Like what I was saying, if it was like Namibia versus Ghana, and like, I don't really care about
it. It's just on. Yeah. And especially if it's the teams that you know they got to the World Cup, great achievement, but they're not going to come in the top 50. You know, so it's going to be kind of poor football poorer football.
This, you know, they'll have to watch all of them, but like it'll be more in conjunction with their time zone in New York and things like that. But I've seen some people's applications.
Oh, yeah?
They're poor.
Really?
They're really bad. They're just a video and they're going, so this is why I think I should be the Fox One Chief World Cup watcher. And it's like, I love football. And I was planning on watching all the matches anyway. And I was like, there's nothing special about it. There's nothing crazy. It's literally just like a job application.
And they're definitely on the lookout for someone who has this massive
I'd say they want someone who's a million followers.
Yeah. Or not even that. Maybe we'll get if they're not. Maybe they're on social media, but they're like, I've discovered someone and this person's got such personality. Yeah. People are going to love them.
They're going to make someone famous. Anyway,
it's going ahead anyway regardless, isn't it?
Apparently, I don't know, like this could get pulled for insurance reasons, but I just think it's the most marketing thing ever. It's marketing's idea of a great campaign, and I just,
if anyone from marketing in Indeed Ireland's listening now, why don't we stream that via the portal?
Brilliant.
Seriously,
brilliant.
It'd be a good way to kind of keep in the loop, wouldn't it? I'm nervous that The romance is dying out of my relationship.
Ah, no. That's a real heavy thing to drop midway through a show on a Friday. I don't know if Jack loves me anymore. All right, okay, here we go. Everyone, right, everyone pull over your cars. It's about to get hella deep.
Help me. No, Jack and I will be 2 years together in July. But last year, because our birthdays are both in May, that was our first time celebrating each other's birthdays. And we were in Italy at the time. Do you remember that trip I went out to Italy and I had a ball last year? So good. And we made such a fuss of each other on our birthdays because I'm the 27th of May and he's the 31st of May.
I would have put my house on you being the 19th of May.
Really?
My house.
You keep saying that it's the 27th.
Right.
Okay. Just put it in your phone.
See, I thought it was the 19th because you're turning 19, aren't you?
Of course. That's what I mean. Oh my God, I'm sorry. Actually, I'm only turning 18. I'm underage. it's illegal for me to be here. I'm so young. But we were in Italy and because my birthday was before his, I was interested to see where the bar was, to see what he'd do, to see what I'd have to do.
Oh no!
For a few
okay,
days
that's
later.
Actually probably better. Yeah.
And he like put the bar up really high. We went horse riding.
Oh, for God.
In a vineyard.
Oh, for God.
And he rented a moped, and we travelled across Elba Island off the coast of Italy. Honestly, like what
I get
the hell
so
is going
anxious
on?
For my own birthday because I hate people spending money on me.
Oh my God! Like I was, but I did have a great day.
But nothing gives me anxiety more than someone else's birthday that I have to organise. Yeah.
And then I had three
stuff.
Days and I was like, I need to up the ante here. So like I booked a boat trip and paid for dinner. Like, you
oh
know,
my
I didn't
God.
Really know what else to do. But my concern lies because for ages we've been talking about the VHI Women's Mini Marathon and I'm running it on the 31st of May.
Yeah.
And I've talked about it at home. I've talked about it here at work. I've talked about it. Yeah, 31st May. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do a Sunday shift. Need to get that off, you know, because of the mini marathon. And Jack just casually says last week, 31st, is it? And I was like, yeah, yeah. And he was like, oh, yeah. And I just went, oh, yeah, your birthday. Yeah, that's your birthday.
I knew it all along, yeah, Jack. I don't know why you should, that's where you gaslight him and go, I know it's your birthday, Jack, but sorry, this is a bit more important.
Yeah.
I'm running with women.
Yeah. So I'm like, how much have I dropped the ball in 1 year that I went from spoil to literally going, yes, that's your birthday. I will run that marathon really quick. I will be back and we will celebrate. I will beat my own personal best. We'll go and have a great time. My other concern is he has a restaurant he's wanted to check out for ages. It's called Mr. S. It's so hard to get a booking for it. And I once brought us there thinking I had a booking for it and I booked it for months later and had to leave and go to the Camden for food. But I have it booked for the night before.
That's
which
nice.
Makes the mini marathon tricky. Because I'll be full of food.
Oh my God. Well, you're a carb load anyway.
And a few drinks.
Yeah, okay. Just go easy.
And birthday. But he now has said to me on the back of... He seemed like, I don't care him. I don't care. He just said, we won't do presents this year, will we?
Oh.
Oh my God. That's a man
like,
who has nothing.
What do you mean?
Nothing planned.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't he probably took the vibe off me of, well, if she's going off running a mini marathon on the day, then cool, the ball is dropped and we just won't do presents.
I feel bad for both of you.
I need to reignite it, man. I was spoiled. I was brought in a scooter across an island horse riding in a vineyard last year and this year I'm getting nothing.
Oh my God. You could run with like a picture of him. Like run the mini marathon with a picture of his face.
Think it's, a lot of people do it for charity. They'll do something wrong.
He's dead.
Fund me to make romance, but romance back into my relationship.
Go fund me for your present.
Here's a compliment for David Hammond because it's deserved.
Go on.
Your hair is really nice, long.
Oh, thank
you. Is Pippa saying the same?
No.
Oh, really? She wants you to cut it up.
Not that she wants me to cut it up, but I don't know if she likes it longer. But I like it longer.
Yeah.
But like everything I do, she doesn't like. When I grow a mustache, she's like, no, I hate it. But then when it's at its final stage, I think she's like, oh no, it's all right now.
Yeah.
I think if I was to go back to the kind of... Do you know what's most important about this?
What?
Do you know who likes it? Who I believe in most of all? My barber.
He likes the hair long.
Even though I'm not giving him money because I'm not going to him so as often, he still texts me all the time. He's like, your hair looks class.
Yeah. It's in a really good... I think the bit longer, the better. That's just my personal opinion.
I did wear a cap the other day and it did not look good because of the hair coming out the back of it.
That's all the rage. People love that.
I wasn't a big fan of that.
Welcome on in to the Friday Music Game on the show, The Music Game with No Name. As always, it is Dave up against producer Callum. I say as always, but Callum's been pretty absent some Fridays as of late.
Yeah, I have to say Nick the last time.
Did you win?
I did.
Of course.
He was luckily really bad.
So am I. I love this game, but I just can't win.
Yeah, Callum's yet to have a win on this. It is Dave versus Callum, head to head. I'd imagine for lots of people who listen to this game, they go, what is wrong with these two boys? I've probably got the worst people of all time to play this with. But look, we will crack on. Round number one, it's over to David Hammond. And the question to you is...
coming.
It's coming. It's coming. In Ed Sheeran's song Shape of You, Dave, he says that the club, it's not the best place to find a lover. So where does he go?
The club's not the best place to find a lover. So the bar is where I go.
So easy.
The club isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go.
Well done.
Yeah.
And I get, like, what's the square root of 17?
Come. In Clean Bandit's song Rather Be, they say they're how many miles from comfort?
We're a thousand miles. I always sing Coventry. A thousand.
Yes.
Well done.
I was thinking, I was like, is it a million? No.
Into round two, and it's one all between Dave and producer Callum. Dave, in Chibuzi's song, A Bar Song, he says his baby's been telling him all night that she wants what brand of designer bag?
My baby want a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long.
I actually don't think I would have got that because I wouldn't have comprehended that Birkin was the bag. Okay.
I just know it because that's like a thing online where it's like people are always asking their rich person to get them a Birkin.
Not okay. Birkin stocks.
On the back of that song, kind of thinking, Birkin stocks, yeah. Callum, no presh.
I know.
This is Taylor
All
Swift.
Of the presh. Oh, God.
In Taylor Swift's song, Cruel Summer, what colour is the feeling she's got?
It's blue. Da, 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 it's you.
You're singing it's blue, dabba dee dabba da.
I'm blue. I'm going to say blue. I think it's blue.
I don't know Shape that.
It, no, I just remember blue being in that song.
I would have said red because it's her colour.
Yeah, right? That's the album.
Right, lads, we're into round three.
Oh.
And it's two for two.
Come on.
Who's going to take it today? We're going old school on this one. Dave, in Green Day's song, Boulevard of Broken Dreams, what is the only thing that walks beside him?
The only thing that walks beside me is shadow.
Very good.
Come on.
Three for three.
Well done. Okay, producer Callum, over to you. Will we go to a legitimate tiebreaker this morning? It's classic for you too, Callum. In Beyonce and Jay-Z's song Crazy in Love, how many times does she call his name in a row? Come on, Callum.
What?
Pick a guess.
She calls his name in a row how many times?
Seven. I don't know.
Would you have accepted three times? Because that's what I would have guessed.
I would have accepted two or three times, or two or three times in a row, right? Callum.
Come on!
You just can't seem to get a win on this game.
Don't be giving me Beyonce songs.
You just cannot seem to get a win on this game.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.